the tropical storm has passed now. We still have heavy rains in Haiti. We are still assessing the damages, but it seems that we don't have no significant damages so far. But assessments are still ongoing. Of course, roads have been damaged, bridges, and we are quite worried about significant damages in the agriculture area. As you know, there was a drought already in Haiti that severely affected some crops. And now we know that there have been already significant losses, especially in cereal crops reported. So we are monitoring this closely in support of the government.
And about 400,000 people are still living in camps. What is the impact of the storm on these people who are in the camps?
Of course, there have been many thousands of people affected. There have been a lot of work being done before the storm for people who are living in the highest risk zone. So we have been evacuated close to 14,000 people in several temporary shelters. People are receiving assistance in the camps, food distribution, water, potable water. But even now that the storm has passed, we still need to be able to assist people. Some people have been taking refuge or shelter in schools. The schools is supposed to resume in September, so we need to work to be sure that people can return.
Shelter is an issue for people in the camps, so that means maybe most of their houses are made up of tents, they were damaged. What assistance is being given to them?
The assistance continues. We need to be sure already to have proper assessment, and that's what is ongoing right now. Once the assessment will be completed, we can know the extent of the damages. The response has already started, but it will be completed when we receive the assessment.
Is there enough food in the country from the aid agencies to be able to feed those who are affected?
Yes, we have been pre-positioning food before the storm passed, so we have enough food. But what we want is for people to go back and continue their life.